We've leveled up, and we have killer bees, y'all.
Oh my god, yeah.
Have y'all seen the size of these bees?
No, I'm scared. How big are they?
Huge.
Dude, like, what are we talking about? Like, what's something, like, have they said they're similar in size to whatever?
Oh, no, a guy was holding one. Like,
what do you mean by...
Like, think of, have you seen, like, a baby mouse? Like, a very baby mouse?
No, what?
I don't know the best way to explain
it. Okay, so how was he holding it? Was it, like...
It was in his hand. It was a dead one, obviously. It was some scientist guy. And, like, it fit, I would say, easily in the palm of... Like, if he cupped his hand...
Yeah.
You could clearly see that what, like, it looked like a small turd.
No.
Yeah, like, they're huge.
These things are massive. I would say in length, it looked about, don't quote me on this, but probably
I'm
going
to quote you, we're recording.
Easily about, like, maybe an inch to 2 inches.
Damn.
Yeah, like, that sounds about right.
Yeah, those things are freaking massive.
It's like they kill, and I think what they're so worried about, you guys probably heard, but I guess they, like, could destroy the bee population, which, you know, we already are having trouble with. And then I heard that they could kill humans.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Like,
I'm hoping we can, like, stop this and get these things out, because I hate regular bees, so if this is, like, a souped-up bee... I can't deal with it. Like, I just can't.
Like, it's insane. Like, they were describing, like, what it does to, like, a regular bee. It'll just, like, completely destroy it and kind of mash up its little body into, like, a little meatball and eat it.
That's ridiculous.
It'll, like, take it back to the nest. Like, it'll take it back to the nest, and they just collect... They basically make little meatballs out of bees. They'll, like, kill a bunch, like, mash them up, and then roll them together to make, like, their version of a tiny meatball.
That's ridiculous.
That's also disgusting.
Like, that's like, these bees need to stop.
Seriously, I'm just scrolling through this article to see if they say, like, oh, so, like, first of all, how old is this article? Okay, it was just, like, today. Okay, so they're saying that, what is it? That 2 dead hornets were found in Washington last December, and that there was a lone Canadian live nest that was found and wiped out last September, and no live hornets have yet been seen this year. But I want to know how the hell they came over here.
Maybe American Airlines?
Seriously. Seriously.
I bet you it started in Florida.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
They probably bought it, thinking, oh yeah, I could have this as a pet.
Like, I'll let it play with my pet alligator.
Dude, no, now I see the size reference that you're talking about. They are huge.
Like, they're just creepy looking.
Yeah, but, like, dude, how the hell, I need to know how the fuck they got over here.
They could also have come in cargo ships, too.
Oh, but yeah.
Anything, not just planes, just cargo ships.
Oh, yeah. I forget about those.
Freaking disease wiping out people, got killer hornets. Blah, blah, blah. But you know what else
2020.
We have? 2020. You know what else we have to worry about? Aliens.
Maybe they will save us, actually. Maybe they have better luck on their planet. And they'll take some of us.
No, my theory is I love the theories where people are like, you know, the aliens haven't come yet because, like, you know, they, like, look into Earth and they're like, this is a shit show, and, like, they leave.
It could be. We're like the Florida of planets, I bet.
Dude, that's the perfect quote. We're the Florida of the planets.
Yeah, like, yeah. Among all the galaxies and everything, we're the Florida. Like, aliens are just driving by, they're like, oh, no, sweetie, we'll stop at the next galaxy. Not this one.
Yeah, this one's ratchet.
They got shit going on that we don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
Because, yeah, we also have the humans ruining the planet, and so yes. The aliens, I was, like, watching this, sorry to, like, jump ahead from our little, like, agenda, but...
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow, our agenda is so, like, tight. tight.
It's like set in stone. How dare you?
It really is.
I was watching this thing on Netflix. Fuck. Like, I even forgot what it's like called. But basically, hold on, let me like figure it out. It's called Unacknowledged, an expose of the world's greatest secret. I still have a little bit left in it, but it's basically just talking about all this, like, classified programs, I guess, if that's what it's called. Like, you know, that the government was working on, like, in about, like, aliens and stuff. And basically they were saying that, like, yeah, like, a lot of the sightings occur around like nuclear development like plans, or you know, maybe when like, you know, we do like a nuclear bomb like testing or something, like whatever. And they were like, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe the aliens are just trying to be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, just kind of being like, okay, these people are like psycho and they're like destructive. Yeah, because I don't know, like, how many... I mean, I wasn't, like, really fully engaged when I was watching this. Wow. I was, like, kind of doing a few, like, other things. But, yeah, it just seemed, you know, there was an uptick in alien sightings like, around, you know, when, like, we first kind of, like, learned split the atom and, like, you know, creating these, like... creating these, like, bombs. Like, I don't know how many alien sightings have been in, like, the 1800s or whatever. But, you know, it seems like, yeah, in, like, the 40s and, like, you know, beyond, there's been, like, sightings. So, yeah, maybe the aliens are just like, yo, these people are, like, fucking everything up, being really destructive. Like, we got to keep an eye on them. And, you know, because, you know, maybe they're going to try and, like, kill the aliens or something.
Shit.
I mean, that would make sense. Like, that is probably the most logical thing there is. Keeping track of us, making sure we don't destroy ourselves and everyone with it.
Yeah, seriously. But that is so interesting about, like, there's, like, an uptick in, you know, like, places, you know, where there's the atom bomb or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You know, isn't there, like, a lot of... you know, sightings, like, in New Mexico and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's not a lot of sightings in, like, the middle of America or whatever.
Where, that's
like,
you true. Know, there's not...
So it's like, okay, I guess that, like, you know, makes sense. But it'd really be interesting to know, like, yeah, when was, like, the first kind of, like, recorded UFO sighting? You know, I'm sure, obviously, yeah, it was, like, you know, before, like, the 40s. I just think, you know, there's more, like, an uptick. Yeah.
No, well, no, dude, I literally, like, was, like, first, you know, first UFO thing, and then it goes to the History Channel, and I'm like, okay, great, and then it disappears. Okay. So now it's saying that, like in America, like, it was March 1st, 1639. There's a John Winthrop. You know, like, he's records in his diary, you know, blah, blah, blah. Someone rowing in a muddy river.
What the hell?
Oh, and then, so he's like chilling by a river, and then they saw a great light in the night sky. When it stood still, it flamed up, and it was about 3 yards square. When it ran, it was contracted into the figure of a swine. Oh my gosh. So then the mysterious light, for 2 to 3 hours, it ran as swift as an arrow, darting back and forth between them, the people chilling, and the village of Charlestown. So this distance is approximately 2 miles. Oh my gosh. And 1 mile upstream. Ooh, they said that they believe that the light had transported them up the river.
Okay, I'm sorry, but if an alien's gonna transport me, I really hope it's more than, like, up the river.
Damn straight.
Yeah. I was like, bitch, I could have done that myself.
I could have just walked.
Damn. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, so those aliens are, like, whacked.
Those aliens are, like, whacked.
They're from their version of Florida.
Oh my gosh, stop. Okay, so then this newspaper, whatever, from England is saying there's 140 years of UFO sightings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just, no, I don't want to. Okay, maybe I can't. But, like, that's crazy.
Maybe everyone in Florida is an alien, and that would make a lot of sense.
I believe it. Another, apparently there's a decline in UFO sightings.
What?
Okay. Well, I think, like, what I was saying wasn't, like, there was an uptick, like, in general. They just recently have been clustered around the nuclear, like, testing sites.
I mean, that, like, kind of, like, makes sense. So, well, apparently, according to this, that the height of evidence was in the 1990s, and there was, like, UFO mania.
Yeah, that's kind of around this thing that I'm watching. Like, literally, there was, like, a press conference or something. Like, I forgot, like, the group. But they literally just, like, came out and was like, yeah, like, the government has, like, all this, like, research on UFOs and everything. And it was, like, the most watched thing on this channel. Like, whatever, like, hella people tuned in on it. But they were, like, literally just saying that, like, yeah, there's, like, all this, like, evidence. It's been going on for, like, years. And, like, even some past, like, presidents have said, like, yeah, we need to, like, tell the public about aliens, but we don't want to, like, you know, create mass panic, because obviously, like, I mean, I don't know how real this show is, but they were saying that, like, you know, they've obviously, like, done all this research, like, seen the alien, the deceased aliens, and, like, you know, whatever. And apparently they were saying that with all their research, they have the ability to they didn't go into, like, how they got this information, but they were saying that they have the information to, you know, stop reliance on, like, fossil fuels, like, stop world hunger and everything. And I'm like, well, if you have this knowledge, why don't you just freaking use it? Like, so yeah. It came from aliens, but they're like, yeah, we don't want to, like, freak the public out, like, blah, blah, blah. But, like, yeah, there was literally, like, this huge, like, press conference or expose just saying, like, yeah, we have all this information on, like, aliens. And it's just like, okay.
That's crazy.
I can believe that.
I was like, okay, well, how about we use some of this information to help the hunger? Like, I don't know how aliens help with that, but I don't know. Maybe one alien body could feed, like, hella people. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, stop it. Stop it. My body.
Amazing. That'd be perfect.
Oh my gosh, could you...
Everyone,
like, an alien hamburger at, like, In-N-Out? Like...
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, I still just don't understand... Yeah, I want to know how they would solve, like, world hunger. It has to be, like, my body, you know?
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I mean, maybe they went into it and I just, like, wasn't really listening because I was also trying to, like, work.
Wow. You're saying, like, this isn't work?
It could be, like, one of those things where, like, maybe, like, where that you could plant, like, just because this is what I've seen in movies, where, like, you could plant crops anywhere and you won't need, like, It doesn't matter if it's well watered or anything or the soil is bad, it would still grow and produce food.
Oh, that could be it.
Because, like, something like that could literally be done everywhere. It could be done in the harshest conditions, the hottest, the coldest. No matter what, it would still grow and produce food.
Oh, shit.
That's a good point. That's probably, like, that's just, something like what it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's just basically what I've seen in, like, movies, like, of how they've done certain things like that. And it's basically that, like, that concept of no matter the weather condition, day or night, time of year, if the soil is bad, if it gets water or not, it will still grow and produce food. No matter what you plant, whether it's corn to wheat to tomatoes, no matter what it is, it will produce food.
Dang.
Well, that's that, like, would be impressive.
That's, like, really, I was just going to say, like, that sounds like a miracle, like, crop.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. So, should we call them aliens or ancient astronauts?
Yeah, what the hell does that show call them that?
Oh my gosh. Hold on. I need, okay, another ancient astronauts. And then if you study them, it's ancient astronauts theorists.
Stop.
And that's,
no.
And that's from the ancient alien show, right?
Yeah. Astronauts. No, it's true, Nicole. Like, yeah. So the ancient aliens, that show with the guy that has, like, the wild hair, whatchamacallit, yeah, they call them, they don't call them aliens, it's ancient astronauts. And then, and then those who study it are ancient astronaut theorists. Okay, so the ancient astronauts is an idea that intelligent extraterrestrial beings visited Earth and made contact with humans in antiquity and prehistoric times. So then people who believe this suggest that this contact influenced the development of modern cultures, technologies, religions, and human biology. So basically, these ancient astronauts like built the pyramids.
Oh my gosh. Like, I have a problem with that show. Being like everything was aliens. It's just like, okay, I get that you like believe in aliens, like good for you, but I don't know. I feel like we should first rule out 100% completely, you know, human, like that it was caused by humans or the earth or like something. And then, you know, if there's absolutely no explanation, then you could maybe say aliens, but I just feel like that show is, they probably do it for the ratings or whatever, but it's just like, okay, cool, there's like a tree growing here, aliens. Oh, like, you know, Target was invented, aliens. You know, it's just like too much.
That's
Target actually was invented by the ancient astronauts, actually, so.
Yeah,
joke about that is actually very rude, and it's actually against my culture. And you actually offended me so deeply right now.
I'm so offended right now.
It's against my culture.
Yes, but going back to whatever, you know, like, you know, Catherine's, you know, issues with ancient aliens or ancient astronauts, like, so do you guys believe that there's, like, aliens or other life forms, you know, out there?
It's not one of those things that, like, I believe, but it's like, I very much believe that I'm sure you've heard the quote, it's either there is nothing out there and we are the only ones, or there is life out there and we are not the only ones.
Okay.
Either way, no matter which way you put it, it's both equally terrifying. Either we're the only ones out there in existence in the entire universe of space, or there are aliens or other life forms, and it's like both are equally scary.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I don't believe in like the little green men thing.
Yeah.
But like, I just feel like there has to be. Like, there's so much open space that we'll probably never ever see, and we probably wouldn't be able to with like the best telescopes and photos that they can get. So it's like there just has to be. I find it hard to believe that we're the best this, like, the universe can do.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not saying, like, this world is horrible, but, like, there has to be more out there. I don't want to believe that there's nothing out there. That's just my take on it. Like, that's not that it gives me hope, but it's just, I have to believe that there's more out there. We can't be the only ones out there.
Yeah, like, I haven't heard, I like the perspective you share, because, like, I haven't heard it, like, that way, that, like, whatever way you think about it, it's scary. Like, which I never, like, even thought about that. Like, what I, like, heard people reference was, like, yeah, like, space and galaxy and, you know, there's just so much out there that we don't know that the probability that, like, we're the only ones is probably, like, pretty low. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I'm, like, open to the idea. It's not something that, like, I really think about a lot, you know? Yeah. And stuff like that. So, yeah, because, like, you know, everyone, like, I mean, I feel like aliens or ancient astronauts or whatever the hell they are, like, they're, like, they're always portrayed as a very intellectual, like, we'll solve all our problems, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, like, what if they're not? Like, what if they're just like us in some degree? Like, you know, they got their shit going down, you know, just like we have our shit, but they're not smarter, dumber than us, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, that I easily agree with. Like, say that there is a planet similar to ours that's, like, somewhere out there that's, like, a few thousand years behind us, kind of how we were starting everything. It's just, or there's another one that's more advanced, a few hundred years after us, or better technology, or less technology than us, so I definitely get that. I understand that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you guys. Like, I feel like it's just highly unlikely that we're the only forms of life, you know, in the universe. Because, yeah, just in our solar system or whatever, galaxy, I don't know. I'm so bad at all these, like, terms. you know, it's just massive. And then, you know, obviously there's other, like, systems, etc. So I would not be surprised if there was other life forms. You know, they haven't, you know, done anything bad. I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm more scared of, like, humans in general on Earth than I am of the aliens, because the aliens haven't really done anything to us except, okay, they're flying over, and, like, I guess maybe sometimes they crash. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, whatever. You know, we're destroying ourselves and each other than the aliens are. So it's not something I think about a lot. And I know, like, other people have, like, really strong opinions, but I wouldn't, you know, be mad or shocked or scared if, you know, the government finally, like, fesses up and says, okay, there's aliens or whatever. Okay, they probably already are. They haven't done anything to us, so, you know, it's good.
Yeah, and I mean, like say, let's say that the government or even multiple governments know the existence of aliens, and, like, they don't want to tell people because of the panic and the hysteria and just madness would hit the fan. And it's like, I 100% get that, because, I mean, we can't fucking handle killer bees and we're going batshit crazy. So fucking telling people that don't have the basic common sense to wash their hands, that there's other life forms out there, no. People are too stupid to handle that. So, like, that's, I completely true. Understand, like, if there is, and they're just like, nah, these people aren't ready for this. It's like, no,
that's
people
true. Aren't.
There are some people that just don't have that common sense. Because, like, I'm the same with you. Like, I wouldn't be scared or, like, frightened or, like, threatened or anything. I'd be like, so does that just mean, like, the line at Starbucks is going to get longer? Like, what's going on? Let's just keep this day going. Like, good
for Oh my gosh. Aliens, like, stopping by to get their coffee. Like, oh, hey, you know, I have to go to the next.
I mean, honestly, the aliens, like that TikTok said, the aliens would get here, and especially if they're supposed to be really intelligent, they would come here and see all this shit and be like, bye. This is Florida. I don't want this shit. This, the people suck. So, yeah. Like, I don't think that they're going to be chilling here for any significant amount of time, because they're going to spend 5 minutes, and, you know, since they're intelligent, they're going to realize, these people are whack.
Damn.
So, I'm going to go, like, where there's no killer bees.
Basically, I mean,
What if the aliens brought us the killer bees? No one has said how these killer bees came over here.
It's possible.
They're just like watching from like their planets, like us going crazy. So they're like, hey, let's make this more interesting. Like, yeah, we're basically exactly. Their reality shows.
I was just gonna say that, like, they're the producers. They're like, okay, like, we need to like add something else to this mix.
Like, their storyline is slowly dying. Corona's not getting as much attention as we thought.
Yeah.
So let's add some killer hornets.
Oh my gosh. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Well, now I kind of, okay, like, I mean, I'm scared of, like, other bugs. Like, I hate spiders, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I remember in high school, like, having friends or whatever who were, like, hella, like, terrified of, like, bees, you know?
I don't like bees. Well, I mean, I hate them.
Yeah, like, I'm
because we went in my ear one time.
Okay, well, okay, that's a valid, yeah. Like, I would be, like, I mean, I don't like them, but, like, if they're near me, it's kind of just, like, okay, like, you know, kind of, like, be watchful and, like, mindful. But, like, these people would, like, straight up, like, run away.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I mean, only because, like, yeah, like, I remember, like, I don't know, we were on a camping trip, or, like, something, maybe, like, a camping trip. And a bee, like, literally, like, went into my ear.
That's crazy. Did it get stuck?
I mean, I was, like, really, like, young. Like, I don't remember getting, like, stuck, but it was, like, in there for, like, a little bit. It was bad. And
dang. Like, that's crazy.
I don't like them. And
Well, I just feel like that's really understandable. And, you know, it's understandable for, like, anyone to have, like, a fear. But I just feel like this is, like, what those people, like, who have a fear of bees, like, dread about. You know, like, this is, like, their worst nightmare. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're big, they kill people, you know? It's just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, how worse or more worse can it get?
Oh, I love bees. Like, a honeybee, I love a good honeybee.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, what?
Just because, like, there was a time at work at catering that, like... I don't know what brought up, like, the whole honeybee thing, and we were doing, like, research on honeybees, and actually honeybees will not attack you, or do they care anything about people.
Oh, like,
their sole mission is literally just to get, what's that shit that they get from, like, a flower?
Pollen?
Pollen, thank you. Their literally only goal in life is to get as much pollen to the hive as possible. That is all they do all day long. They work and work. And in a honeybee, like, colony, it's all female bees. The only male bees that they have are, like, the security guards.
Oh, my gosh.
Which are, like, placed at the entrance of the hive. So, like, if anyone tries to go near it, they're the ones that go attack.
Oh, damn. Or
they're only used to make babies. Those are their only two jobs for a male bee, is to either make babies or to protect the hive. Other than that, 99% of the hive is female. And all they do is work all day long. And they don't...
They're boss bitches.
They're banging the same guy.
A lot of them... Well, it's only the queen bee.
So okay.
There's only, like, one or two that they keep on reserve, from what I remember, to kind of hatch eggs and stuff to help with that every so often. But other than that, they don't care about people. They do their business. They go on their way. And they're the most gentle and sweetest little honeybees. It's the wasps and, like, the yellow jackets.
Oh, yeah.
The hornets.
Yeah.
Those are the devil ones.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that'll kill a bitch. Like, they'll sting you just for shits and giggles.
Oh, my God.
But a honeybee, I love a honeybee. Because it's, like, they're like, the sweetest little things in the world. They're, like, little baby seals or something. They're not there to do any harm. They just want to go along their day. And that's it. So damn. I love a good little honeybee. Hey. Like, I even at one point wanted to start, like, a little honey, like, little hive in my backyard.
Really?
I mean, I love honey.
Like it's amazing. It's
so delicious. It's, like, one of my, like, favorite things. Like, so I accept bees, like, barely, like, just because I really like honey.
Yeah, but, like, are you, but, like, but are you, whatchamacallit, Are you gonna start like your own bee? You know,
they have, okay, one no, but they have a beehive in like the garden, like across the street.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like,
they even sell like little like kits to kind of get you started on like little miniature beekeeping thing.
Oh my gosh, Nicole, do it. So then we'll like document your
And we'll eat the honey. Well, guys,
yeah, I feel like we completely went off the rails there.
We like probably went off the rails. But we got content, y'all.
Yeah, like content, I feel like